Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, Dennis, thank you very much. And good morning, everyone. You're listening to Rich's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Today is Tuesday, August the 16th. I'm Gary Hess. In for John Reed, it is 7:35. John is on his way back from Columbia. Not Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, the country in South America. And we hope to chat with him later this morning in the show after he lands, I believe it's in somewhere in New York, one of the airports in New York. And coming up, we got CBS 6 Crime Insider John Burkett and John Decker, the White House correspondent from Gray TV. That comes up in the 8 o'clock hour. But right now we want to welcome to the program my friend from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Michael Phillips. How are you? How's it going?
Good lineup there. Some heavy hitters. Happy to do my part.
Yes, we have you in a very important spot in the batting order, and that's a good thing. Is all well in your world? I know it's been a busy time.
Absolutely. So we had preseason football Saturday with the new Washington Commanders, new fight song, Hail to the Commanders. Then Sunday out at Richmond Raceway for what was a pretty fun race on obviously a beautiful summer day. Couldn't ask for much better weather. Busy time in the world of sports as we turn the corner to football.
I want to get to football in a minute, but let's talk about the weekend of racing over at the track. So I noted, and you wrote a very good article, kind of about the atmosphere at the racetrack, and one line you said the buzz was real, and I'm interested in kind of what do you mean by that? Kind of quantify that a little bit about what you kind of experienced in the buzz around the racetrack on Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm saying any secrets of that. That place has been kind of dead over the last 5-6 years. NASCAR had its heyday, obviously, 110,000 people out there. And, you know, kind of the late aughts, I guess you would say, was really when that crested. Maybe 07, 08 was kind of the last time it was really, you know, a couldn't get ticket. And it's kind of been declining ever since. And then going into the pandemic, they had some rough attendance days. And they've, you know, done a lot of work on the track. So first off, they've made it smaller, which is the correct decision. Seats 51,000 people now. They've spent a lot of money on the infrastructure in the infield of the track, the area where the crews and the drivers work, to give fans access to that area. So you can buy a ticket now that gives you access to see them work on the cars to get down there. They had a really good day of programming. They had, you know, Q&As with drivers and celebrities and people rolling through all morning. So, you know, it wasn't just make your own entertainment. They were making entertainment for you. As mentioned, there were celebrities there. Michael Jordan was there. Chase Young was there. The governor was there, you know, working the pit stalls. So it felt like for the first time in a while, it was a cool place to be.
Obviously, part of that is the efforts that the track and NASCAR have made to create that atmosphere. And of course, Mother Nature played her part as well. With Chamber of Commerce weather. When the race got rolling, based on a rough estimate, because I know they don't release attendance figures, how full were the stands?
Yeah, so, you know, we like to play that parlor game, right, of how many people were there. We had three writers there from the Times-Dispatch, and the average of our three guesses was 35,000 people. So there's a number for you. Obviously, well short of the heyday, but that's enough people to give it some juice, and that's a crowd to build off of. And Kevin Harvick was the winner. He's been racing for a very long time. I asked him about it after the race, and he said, hey, you know, I love those days as much as anybody. 110,000 people cheering, you know, yelling down your throat, and, you know, camera bulbs flashing everywhere because people didn't have phones yet. But he said, we got to acknowledge that those days are gone, and it's just a different world now. And, you know, NASCAR has made a turn to really prioritizing the TV crowd and the TV audience, and I do not begrudge them that. They make a lot of money doing that. But I think at the same time, this little wheel of roulette with scheduling the race and scheduling these times is not doing Richmond any favors. You know, long term, you can't count on having great weather at 3 p.m. on an August Sunday. You look at it, if this had flipped by a couple of days either way, you would have either been, you know, scorching hot or, you know, racing in the rain. So they got very lucky with that. I think NASCAR owes Richmond the chance to, you know, bring this thing back to fall evenings under the lights, you know, and see what you can turn this into.
I remember a couple of days at the racetrack in my past when I covered the races where it was so hot and unbelievably hot. I also remember back when Richmond's early race was the week after Daytona, which is February. And I can remember some days that were brutally cold, too. So, yeah, you know, and you're, you know, any race is at the mercy of Mother Nature there. But the night racing is where Richmond has really made its bones. So it's been an interesting calendar experience NASCAR has done with Richmond over the last few years, trying to throw stuff against the wall. We'll do a day race in the spring or a night race in the fall and switch around. But the drivers seem to really prefer the night race at Richmond, don't they?
They do. A couple drivers expressed that. One interesting comment I asked Kyle Busch, another longtime driver, about it. He said, look, from a driving perspective, it's all about the same to me, day and night. The track is the same. You know, NASCAR's just got to decide, do they care more about the TV audience or the fans in the stands? And he wasn't saying that judgmentally. He was saying that honestly. I mean, that's why we were racing when we were racing, because NASCAR cares more about the TV fans. That may be the direction they want to go, to be a TV product. You know, you look the other way, Formula One having a bit of a moment, you know, in America right now. Those are big events. Their TV ratings are actually not very good at all, but they build a lot of hype around that, and those are CNBC and events, you know, they have tentpole events kind of around the world, and you got to be there, and you got to pay your money and see what's going on. So, you know, NASCAR's got a number of scheduling decisions to make. We've seen them with Bubba Wallace. They're reaching out more to the black community, to other communities that have historically not been NASCAR fans. They're going to take a race to Chicago next year. Obviously, that's not a traditional NASCAR market. Anytime they do that, of course, that has to come at the expense of a core market. You know, you only have so many weekends you can go racing each year. So, you know, you're always curious to see which of those legacy tracks, historic tracks, end up losing their dates to go pursue that new audience.
And Richmond is definitely probably in the discussion, you know, of whether or not they want to keep coming to Richmond twice a year. And I know the track would love to see that. Before we get to football real quick, I know you got a chance to talk to new track president Lori Warren. What kind of impression did you get of her? And this weekend definitely gives her something to build on, doesn't it?
Oh, no question. You know, she had a great time too, just like everybody else. It was fun. She said she got to slip away and just enjoy it for a little bit. And you know, for your listeners who have never been out to the track, it's fun. It's an experience, you know, to hear the cars and to feel the race. And you know, there's fireworks and smoke and cheering and all that. It's a fun time to go out and experience once for sure. And you know, that's kind of her job. She's going to go bang the drum in the community now. Got to get out there. Got to try this. Got to re-experience it for folks who only know, you know, getting gouged on prices and then having to sit in the parking lot for 3 hours after the race. Kind of explain to them it's a new era now and try to win them back towards it. So yeah, she's got her work cut out for her, but I think she's got a great attitude and certainly brings a great wealth of knowledge to the position.
Okay, Michael, we're talking to Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Washington Commanders preseason now well underway. First preseason game is in the books. I know it's hard to read a lot from preseason football, but what's your take on what you've seen so far?
Well, the big story is Carson Wentz. He got a new quarterback here in D.C. They traded with him. Carson Wentz on his third team in 3 years. Won the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles, then fell out of favor a couple years later. They traded him to the Indianapolis Colts and run out of town, I think is a very fair phrase for what happened there.
Yeah.
It was a controversial end of the season, so Carson Wentz refused to get vaccinated, and so then ended up getting COVID late in the season during the playoff push, missed several practices during that time, which proved costly to the team, and then the last week of the season, all they had to do was beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, the worst team in football, and they would get to make the playoffs. And Wentz had a really bad game, and they did not beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Indy moved on, shipped him to Washington. He's got a fresh start here. He's got a lot of offensive weapons to work with. Terry McLaurin is going to be a fan favorite, of course. Their first-round draft pick, Jahan Dotson, also a great wide receiver. Y'all are going to love the new running back, Brian Robinson, who came from Alabama. Tough guy who can pick up a yard or two. So, a lot going on there. Can Carson Wentz capitalize on that? And what would you know, Gary, first game of the year, he'll be facing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I hadn't really put that two and two together. I think he'll have an ounce of motivation for that game. Probably so. Wow.
There's a lot to gain, but a lot to lose as well.
It's so very true. Okay, Michael, great to talk to you as always. Look forward to seeing you down the road, and we're excited to get ready for football season. Be well, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Michael Phillips, the sports editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.